As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, once again, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove all across America, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Thursday, May the 28th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. We're on the web. Little website you might want to visit, vocallocal.org. Go and visit there and read Plan B. It's just about time to energize Plan B all across this country. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news of sorts, hard facts, certainly that. And maybe we'll get into some solutions as well. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely, like the rest of us, in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism. We're going to kick that dog a little bit today, too, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. And to be a part of today's broadcast, you can sign in, pick a name, and become vocal local in the OracleBroadcasting.com chat room, or pick up the telephone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014. Join us live on air. Again, that's 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. And your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you may also send your letters to me at William Roberts, P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. And a big shout-out to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, in New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. And anyone else out there that I haven't mentioned, if you just send me an email, I'll gladly plug your micro as well. Anyway, our websites one more time are vocallocal.org and ozarksvoter.info. We will be having a meeting of the Barry County chapter, if you will, of the Ozark Property Rights Congress this evening, and we do have a special guest lined up for that evening meeting. So if you're in the area, join us at the Whatley Center in Cassville. The listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and the Oracle chat room is open. Gold steady near $950 as the financial volatility continues globally. We'll go there and look at that. French Revolution, causes and effects, the intellectual revolution. We'll get into all of that. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Thursday, May the 28th, 2009, active trading in New York City. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, gold was trading up $6.50, above $9.50, now standing at $954.80 an ounce. Silver up 29 cents as well, above $15, finally above $15, trading at $15.04. Platinum off $2 today and trading at $1,131. Palladium unchanged on the day so far, standing at $223 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far, $944.10 for a low, $957.20 for a high, although that's just before airtime went over $960. So far, the $954.80 level is a year-on-year increase of $55.80 an ounce, for a 6.17% return on your investment. We'll pick it up on the other side. Stay with us for more of the financial news. Right back.
Loan modifications don't work. At least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, May the 28th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We do come to you Monday through Friday. We're here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. If you're just joining us, again, my name is William Roberts, and we're right in the middle of our market reports for this morning. We find that gold is up, trading up $6.50. Silver is up 29 cents. Platinum is up, is off $2. And palladium remains unchanged. Again, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market, 944.10 for a low, 957 for 20 for a high. So we're looking at a $13 spread there. But year on year, we're $55.50 above where we were 1 year ago for a 6.17% return on investment in the London gold spot market, or the London gold fix, excuse me, I'm sorry, ahead of myself there. The London gold fix was at $949.75 in the morning, so we're about $6 above that right now. We'll see where it goes. It was able to stay above the gold fixers yesterday, so the gold cartel, as much as they wanted to hold the price of gold down, were not able to do so in the face of the declining financials. That spot market is going to close in New York in 7 hours. Let's go into the financial news. The Dow Jones yesterday closed off 174 points, which is why gold is still strong, I can tell you that. It would close at 8,300. The NASDAQ closed off 19 points at 1,731. The S&P was off 17 points and closing at 893 points. The U.S. dollar index up a little bit so far in morning trading, trading above, just below 81 now. It's 80.90. That's that USDX. And we talked about that dollar index. If you want to find out more about that basket of currencies that the US dollar index is all about, We talked about that one yesterday. The foreign exchange rates, well, let's see, one more yet. Crude, kind of got it all mixed up, got a different format I'm trying to do here. Crude oil, up 28 cents, running at 63.73. I wanted to put all of the gold and the highs and the lows and the gold fix and the spot market closings and all that in the first segment of this and then put the financials below that. So I've got a different layout here on my little chart. Anyway, the foreign exchange rates, that basket of currencies, little Timmy's basket of currencies out there, Timmy Geithner, the Canadian dollar, 89 cents today. It's up just a fraction. What do we talk about when we say up a fraction? Well, here's the multiplier. It's 1.1200. So if you multiply it out, you'll get 89 cents. The Mexican peso, the multiplier today is 13.2408. And so we can see that the Mexican pesos, you can fill your pockets up with them for 8 cents U.S. The euro, that's a little deeper reach, 0.7208. The morning trading so far for $1.39 for the euro. The British pound was off a little bit. The only one of our basket of currencies here that are off. The British pound is trading at $1.59 U.S. The Swiss franc at 92 cents, also up a little bit today. So that's the financial news there. Let's go into the financial news here. This is kind of a heads up to let us know that when we're talking about the precious metals, gold, silver, platinum, palladium, and the others, that we're actually talking about commodities. We're talking about something that you have to apply physical labor to get it out of the ground. You've got machines, you've got tools. It's not quite the same as just turning on the printing press and having Benjamin Bernanke, Helicopter Ben, create endless sheets of dollars. And as long as we're on that, let's find out a little bit about digging up some of the gold and what's happening around the world. This out of Caracas, Venezuela. The Platts Review, May the 28th, new news, gold reserve vows to fight Venezuela's move to end mining rights. Here's the article, Canada's gold reserve, that's a company, G-O-L-D, capital R-E-S-E-R-V-E, has vowed to challenge the Venezuelan government, that would be Hugo Chavez, challenged the Venezuelan government's cancellation Wednesday of its second concession in the Brisas project, B-R-I-S-A-S. An area of Bolivar State thought to contain one of the largest gold deposits in South America. I'd say that Canada is pretty well situated there. The decree is erroneous. Here's a quote. The decree is erroneous, and we will fight for our legal rights in the matter, Gold Reserve. The Venezuela President Arturo Rivero told Platts late Wednesday. The government Wednesday... Yes, I guess they do have it spelled correctly there. The government Wednesday canceled gold reserves rights to the El Pauji concession. It's E-L, be God or something, P-A-U-J-I, El Pauji concession, where the company dumps waste material from its neighboring Las Brisas gold project. Its rights to that concession were canceled Friday. Gold Reserve believes the moves were due to the government's plan to mine the area itself in a joint venture arrangement with Russian partners. Here's a quote. As long as we get fair compensation for our investment in Las Brisas, we're willing to work with the government and the partner they choose, Rivero said. The government formed a joint venture with Russoro Mining Limited, a publicly traded Canadian-Russian firm, last year to develop the adjoining Las Brisas and Las Cristinas gold properties in tandem. Gold Reserve vowed to seek international arbitration to resolve the matter and seek $5 billion in compensation. Rivero says President Hugo Chavez has a Russian state gold company in mind for the project. Las Brisas has estimated gold reserves of 10.2 million ounces of gold and 1.4 billion pounds of copper, according to Gold Reserve. Last week, Chavez announced the nationalization of several iron companies in the country to pave way for a large state-run enterprise without giving details. So that's that story. Yes, gold and silver and platinum and copper all come right out of the ground. Miners and mining. Here's a little bit more specious nonsense. This off of Bloomberg. U.S. durable goods orders rose more than forecast by Courtney Schleisserman. Orders for U.S. durable goods in April jumped more than forecast as a rebound in auto demand. Any rebound in auto demand in your area? And a surge in defense spending, we can appreciate that. Overshadowed declines in business equipment that signals investment will be one of the last areas of the economy to recover. Investment will be one of the last areas of the economy to recover, the article states. The 1.9% increase reported by the Commerce Department today in Washington was the largest since December 2007 and followed a 2.1 revised percentage drop in March that was more than twice as large as previously estimated. Key word here is estimated. We're going to find out a little bit more about some of these estimates as we go along. Excluding transportation orders, orders climbed 0.8%. More than, 0.8% period. Companies which have record levels of spare capacity will continue to cut back on buying capital equipment, such as computers, until sales show sustained gains. Key phrase there, sustained gains. But notice how they exclude transportation. They're always, you know, cutting something out to make their figures work out so that their little charts look rosy. But they're not rosy. The picture's really dim. We're not going to need shades, folks. We'll be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic food,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Thank you.
And we're back once again. So let's go into this a little bit deeper. Again, this is a Bloomberg article. You know, generally, I have little confidence in any of these things, you know, and the confidence is the big deal here. It's another confidence thing. It's all confidence games going down here. But I have very little faith, I can say that, in these reports, largely because it's estimates based upon estimates, which were estimates based upon estimates, which were forecasts based upon estimates that included this and included that and set this aside and brought this in. In other words, it's, you know, like they say, you know, figures don't lie, but the liars certainly figure. And so they're trying to do, it seems, at every level, whether they're, you're talking about, you know, Goldman Sachs and all of their various analysts and brokers, or whether you're dealing with any of the government groups, these people that just sit up there and suck up the salaries and do precious little, complaining about, you know, overworked, underpaid, and all that nonsense. But in all of this, it's so preciously hard to find anything of value, anything that we can sink our teeth into and say, well, this is this and this is that, you know. And I'm confident that a lot of these writers, see, they must get paid by the word, or maybe by the comma, the clause, or the phrase, because it's just endless amounts of words, and they wind up saying very, very little. But let's continue here. At least honestly, they continue and say, it's hard to identify what the source for a big lasting turnaround would be. Tim Quinlan, an economist at Wachovia Corp in Charlotte, North Carolina, said before the report, again, this was the durable goods report that came out today, I haven't seen anything that would suggest to me yet that businesses are ready to roll up their sleeves and start spending money. And I can assure you that I haven't seen anything locally that would suggest to me that the people around here are ready to start rolling up their sleeves and spending money. I live in a little subdivision, unfortunately and regrettably, but the cars have pretty much come in at about 5 o'clock on Friday, and they don't go out again until about 8 o'clock in the morning on Monday, and the noise level is over the top, but people are not going anyplace. They go to their job, they work until they come home, and then they stay at home until they go to work again, and they spend their weekends at home. Even the holidays, there was every driveway had the automobiles were in them. And I don't think anybody in this area went anyplace for Memorial Day weekend. But anyway, economists forecast orders would rise 0.5% according to the median of 73 estimates in a Bloomberg News survey. We'll be here these estimates in the Bloomberg News surveys on a daily basis. After a previously reported 0.8% decline in March, dropped down a little bit, excluding transportation equipment, in other words, you take out something big like that, that they know that there's going to be a huge gap there, an enormous drop, so they exclude all the transportation equipment orders. Orders were forecast to fall 0.3% after a 7% decrease the prior month. You know, these are such tiny little bits. Projections ranged from a drop of 3.3% to an increase of 1%. So anywhere from really bad to just barely good. A separate Labor Department report today showed fewer Americans filed claims for unemployment benefits last week, a sign the biggest rounds of firings may be over. Initial jobless claims fell by 13,000. To 623,000 in the week ended May the 23rd from a revised 636,000 the prior week, the report showed. So their predictions are not hitting very close at all. Bookings for non-defense capital goods, excluding aircraft, a proxy for future business investment, dropped 1.5% after a 1.4% decrease the prior month. So in other words, we're down about 3% in 2 months. Why don't you just say it that way? Commerce previously estimated such orders in March had risen by 0.4%. Talking mighty tiny little rises here, and these are like flatline. Somebody get the paddles. It's time to jumpstart the body. Shipments of those items used in calculating gross domestic product slumped 2.1%. The sixth decrease in the last 7 months. The decline may prompt some economists to lower their forecast for economic growth this year. Well, I hope they do. be amazing if they didn't. Some, continuing another in this little longer article here, I'm almost getting to the end of this one, the third quarter outlook, some private economists have tempered their projections for the pace of recovery. Economists surveyed by the National Association of Business Economics forecast the economy will grow at 0.7% pace in the third quarter and 1.8% the final 3 months, or the last quarter, that would be the other way to say it, compared with a 1% and 2.1% gains projected in February. According to figures released yesterday, orders excluding defense equipment increased 1% and bookings for military gear jumped by 23%. 23%. I mean, all the rest of these things we're talking about, 0.2%, 0.4%, 0.00 and 0.20 little percent. But bookings for military gear jumped 23%. Well, that's where your money's going, folks. Orders for transportation equipment climbed 5.4%, led by automakers. Demand for commercial aircraft, often a voluntary category, decreased by 6.8%. They ain't buying airliners, folks. They're buying bombers or something. Boeing Company, the world's second biggest airplane maker, said May the 13th, it received 17 aircraft orders in April, up from 6 placed the month earlier. Deliveries for the month totaled 39 aircraft, down from the 50 shipped in March. That's quite a drop. Boeing cuts. Even so, but Boeing is cutting 10,000 jobs, reducing production of the 777 wide-body plane in 2010 and postponing plans to increase output of 747 jumbo jets and 767 models because the recession has curbed demand and dried up airlines' financing options, period. Chief Financial Officer James Bell said May the 21st that the company's finance arm could access the debt market for about $800 million this year to help customers fund plane purchases and stem order cancellations. You're going to see this systemic all across the market. Yesterday, I declined. By the time I printed it out, it was about a 7-page article all about Monsanto and ConAgra and all of the rest of them. But basically, in order to secure exports, the grain market exports and things like that, we're having to get federal funding to underwrite the developing countries so that they can buy our product. Well, that doesn't sound like a good business transaction at all. It's basically giving them away, then giving them the money to buy it, and then turning around and forgiving the debt. I mean, it's just a throwaway. I was so disgusted by the time I read that whole article, I couldn't bring it on the air. Anyway, dropping down a little last here, automakers also continue to struggle. Chrysler LLC this month idled its 22 U.S. plants after filing for bankruptcy. GM cut output as bankruptcy deadline looms, blah, blah, blah. Orders for computers decreased 6.4% following a 4.7% drop in March. Now, even computers are getting whacked here. You don't need a lot of computers when you're laying off people by the droves. Federal Reserve policymakers in a statement following their April meeting cited improving financial conditions. These guys must be on drugs. LSI Corporation Chief Executive Officer Abhi Talwalkar said calling the bottom now would be too bold of a statement, even as sales in the chip industry were improving. I think LSI was the company, weren't they? Maybe it was LWE. Better hold that comment. I'd just be guessing. Still, I do believe we won't experience another free fall like we did in the last quarter and a half, Talwalkar said May the 18th. So that's that. Not a lot of promise coming out of that durable goods report. Here's another one. This one has to do with the government bond yields. The government bond yields. We'll pick that up on the other side of this break, folks. It goes from bad to worse. Frying pan to the fire. Be right back.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate control flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned right here. Once again, that call-in number in Austin area, if you got unlimited long-distance access or in your local area there, 512-904-8014. If you'd like to call in during the broadcast and internationally, it's 866-841-1065. If you have access to the Internet, you can go up and look at oraclebroadcasting.com. On the home page, there's lots of interesting things you can do there, click on and so forth. Support the broadcast, support the network. There's a chip-in banner. We also have a little shop that you can buy Oracle items. A little bit of that proceeds goes to support the network. And as you know, this is an all-volunteer army here. We don't receive any compensation. I'm not building a mansion. But back to this article again. This off of Bloomberg. Government bond yields hit a six-month high. Stocks and metals fall. You know, it'd be so easy to come onto the broadcast and bring my kazoo or my harmonica or my little cymbal bells, just, you know, thumb bells or something like that, and dance and sing and entertain you. Maybe I could even, you know, take a line out of somebody's comedy book or something and try and get you to laugh in the mornings. But I'd rather give you a little bit of an intellectual jump start and give you some analysis if I can. I'm certainly not an economist, but I've been following this stuff very carefully for a long, long time, and I'm not seeing anything in here that looks like a silver lining in the economic cloud. But this particular article, and there were so many to choose from, every day there are, their off time is exceedingly similar. Some of it is just cut, copy, and paste. But this particular article starts to reveal some of the struggle that's going on. you know, and it's just the Federal Reserve in the United States and all the hippies that want to get rid of it. Well, that's unfair. But there are a lot of people that would like to end the Fed, end the Fed, and I think it would be an extremely sound move. But, you know, as you know, I believe that we need to get rid of the established two-party political system in order to make sure that that Fed not only gets gone, but that we don't go back right into the same thing, you know, out of the frying pan into the fire. So anyway, but this is this article is starting to open up the argument or the dialogue that there are financial fights, cat fights going on around the world. This by Anjali Warakati and Justin Kerrigan off of Bloomberg. Today's news. European and Japanese government bonds fell after treasuries had their biggest rout in 4 months yesterday. And that's, you can see the prices dropping, 174 points coming off the Dow, 19 points off the NASDAQ, 17 points off the S&P. But we see here on concern that central bank efforts to revive the global economy by driving down borrowing costs are failing. All right? The European and the Japanese government bond falls after treasuries had their biggest rout in 4 months yesterday. Stocks slid with the MSCI World Index losing 0.7% as of 11.07 a.m. in London. Oil and copper dropped. The yen had its biggest decline in 8 weeks against the dollar. The gap between the two-year and the 10-year treasuries narrowed to 272 basis points from a record of 276 basis points yesterday. Yields on German bonds, that's not bonds, it's buns, not like sticky buns, but buns, B-U-N-D, yields on the German buns rose 4 basis points to 3.67%, near their highest level in 6 months. The yield on the Japanese 10-year bonds climbed as much as 3 basis points to 1.5%, also the highest in at least 6 months. The 10-year Treasury yields rose to the highest level since November yesterday amid speculation record U.S. debt sales will offset the Federal Reserve's attempts to lower consumer interest rates by buying assets. It's all market manipulation here, and the globalists are not liking what they're seeing. Treasuries rebounded in European trading. Here's a quote from Jim Reed. If yields stay around these levels or move higher, then the mortgage market and financing in the economy could easily start to choke off the recovery. I'll say that again. Could easily start to choke off the recovery. Jim Reed, a strategist at Deutsche Bank AG in London, wrote in a research note today, quote, "We will see who is more powerful, the markets or the Fed." Sound like they're sharpening their knives maybe a little bit on a global level? The Dow Jones Stocks, STOXX 600 index, stocks of European shares weakened for the first time this week, losing 1.1% as banks retreated, while the MSCI Asia Pacific index fell 0.7%. The yen dropped 1.6% to 96.95 per dollar after a report showed growing demand for overseas assets among Japanese investors. In other words, they're not looking at the U.S. Industrial metals declined on the London Metal Exchange. Industrial metals declined. That's important. That has to do with manufacturing. It has to do with import and export. It led by a 1.2% drop in copper and a 1.1% retreat in tin. As we study our history, and we're going to do that today, going back into the French Revolution, we're going to start to see a lot of similarities here. Every time we've had these big wars and revolutions, ever since the beginning of the commercial revolution, when we start seeing this kind of financial hubbub in the marketplace, it's usually followed by a war. Treasury auctions. The U.S. will sell $3.2 trillion, or trillion monies, of treasuries in the fiscal year ending September the 30th. Key phrase there, September the 30th, let's put some dates on here, to fund bank bailouts, stimulus spending, and a record budget deficit. According to Goldman Sachs, Inc., today, the Treasury will auction $26 billion of 7-year notes. central banks and governments around the world have pledged more than $13 trillion to prop up the financial system during the first global recession since World War II, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. But what's this word, prop up? Pledged more than $13 trillion to prop up the financial system. As you've heard me in the past, when I'm talking about sustainable development, what I'm talking about here is something that needs to be shored up, propped up, sustained, something that cannot sustain itself, something cannot support its own weight, something that without external assistance and props would itself decay or fall. And so what's happening here is we're doing sustainable economic development. Sustainable economic development. We're implementing sustainable economic development as we continue to prop up the financial system during the first global recession. Yesterday's slump in U.S. government debt was triggered by rising yields on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac mortgage bonds. Heard all about them. Which stoked concern that the Fed's attempt to use lower home loan rates to stem the housing slump and bolster consumer spending might falter. Trillions and trillions served, and no recovery. I threw that in. Mortgage rates, mortgage bond yields are now higher than before the Fed announced March the 18th that it would expand purchases on those securities to drive down interest rates on new loans. And on that goes. The bond market and its yield curve are telling you, this by a quote by Robin Marshall, the bond market and its yield curve are telling you people are very skeptical about the quantitative easing. You know, as these various and sundry terms have been thrown into circulation, that one, I think Ben Bernanke came up with that one, quantitative easing. All quantitative easing really is just taking the dollar bills and putting them in front of a fan and just blowing them out. But people are very skeptical about the quantitative easing, and it's being reflected in the bond market and its yield curve, said Robin Marshall, head of fixed income in London and Smith, in London at Smith and Williamson Investment Management, which has $20 billion monies of assets. Here's the quote, the plan might work eventually, comma, but it's difficult to be accurate. The market is not sure about growth, sustainable development, but it seems to be certain that inflation will return. I say that the inflation train is on the tracks and the lights are on and it's running at full speed and it's coming around the corner and it ought to be slamming us in the face very, very soon. Bonds, Japanese government bonds, the European government bonds dropped for a fifth day as Italy sold 8.8 billion euros or 12.2 billion U.S. of debt, sending the yield on the benchmark German 10-year security to its highest since November the 17th. Japan's 10-year bonds dropped for a second day. Yesterday's slide in treasuries left the 10-year yield higher than the equivalent German Bund for the first time since March the 10th. Well, we'll find out about the spreads of the Japanese government bonds when we return. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
now on DVD. My newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reed, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Rite Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for mortgage fraud examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Okay, we're back again. We're looking at the buns, the German buns, the Japanese government bonds. Didn't mean to take this whole hour on financial news, but this is significant enough to understand that there's a split, if you will. There's a split in the marketplace, and not everybody has the confidence that in the Fed that Barry the usurper and the boys seem to have. Anyway, let's look at this a little deeper here. Rising mortgage rates threaten to choke off economic growth as credit markets recover. Bank of England policymaker David Blanchflower doubts the UK economy, Europe's second largest, will rebound before 2010. The London-based Times cited him as saying in an interview, the pound slid 0.5% to 87.10 pence per euro. In other words, rising mortgage rates here are threatening to choke off economic growth. Euro gains, the cost of borrowing between banks, we talked about that yesterday, the LIBOR, we've gone into that a little bit, the London Interbank Offered Rate, the LIBOR, that banks say they charge each other for 3 months, 3 month dollar loans, stated about 0.67%, more on that in this article. Yen declines more against the U.S. dollar, blah, 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 more of that here. Let's see, what have we got, anything else? Let's drop down a bit further, get out of the Deutsche Banks, and everybody knows the GM is in trouble. Assets purchase. If government bond yields continue to rise, we may see a negative impact on the price of corporate bonds and, in turn, a slowing in demand from investors, said Wilhelm Schels, the head of credit strategy at Dresdner Kleinwort in London. The extra yield investors. Now, there's a couple of investors that are thrown in this article I haven't seen before. Maybe some of you financial sleuths know what these are. The extra yield investors. Okay, that's like a beagle, a type of investor. The extra yield investors. Demand to buy company bonds rather than government notes has narrowed every day for the past 2 weeks and is now 3.55 percentage points down from a record 5.11 percentage points on March 30. So these extra yield investors, their demand to buy company bonds is declining. In developing nations, the yield spread investors, now that would be like a Cocker Spaniel. You got the extra yield investors, and then you have the yield spread investors. In developing nations, the yield spread investors demand to own government bonds instead of U.S. Treasuries widened by 8 basis points to 4.47 percentage points, according to J.P. Morgan Chase. So I'll add those to our economic glossary and keep an eye on extra yield investors and yield spread investors in the future. Crude oil slips. Crude oil for July delivery declined 6 cents to $63.39 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange before an OPEC decision on whether to change production levels. Saudi Arabia's oil minister said yesterday the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, or cartel, doesn't need to cut production levels at its meeting in Vienna today. Here's a quote. We don't see substantial signs today that we'll see better developments in the second half, close quote. Svein Richard Brunsdag, chief executive officer of the Norsk Hydro ASA, Europe's third largest aluminum producer, said in an interview. So even putting out more aluminum isn't going to help anything here. So we've got the abilities, we've got the resources, they're all out there. We just don't have a marketplace to receive them. So big news, big trouble. Before we go into this little bit here, and going back to our discussion of the French Revolution, the causes, the effects, the intellectual revolution that went along with it, let me give you a little bit right out of the encyclopedia on deism. Yesterday we read the portion of the article on theism. There's theism, there's deism, there's monotheism, and many other isms all wrapped up in this. But when we look at the intellectual revolution that was coming on ever since the Renaissance, the Enlightenment, and all the way through the various revolutions that brought us this country and the French a certain amount of freedom, liberté, equality, and fraternity there, there's a lot of these various and sundry radical philosophies that are out there, and we need to understand something about them, particularly when everyone looks at Thomas Paine as a deist, and very likely he is, or was. Deism. Deism is the belief in the being of a God, capital G God here, and the author writes, out of the American Encyclopedia Americana, 1951, deism is the belief in the being of a God, with the denial of the existence or even necessity of divine revelation, revealed religion. We heard about that from Thomas Paine, and we're going to go back to that book in a moment. Believing in the light of nature and reason are sufficient guides in doctrine and practice. The light of nature and reason. More and more light. A believer in natural religion only. Etymologically, the words deist and theist are the same in meaning, only deist is from Latin and theist from Greek. So we talked about theism, and now we're talking about deism, but basically, etymologically, the words are the same, one being Latin and one being Greek. So some say tomato and some say potato or potato, you know. Conventionally, however, they are widely different in import. The term theist being applied to any believer in God and revealed religion, whether that believer be a Christian, a Jew, a Mohammedan, etc. Notice those are the three branches of the same, those are just three branches of the same Hebrew philosophy. Or a deist properly so-called. A deist is, as the definition states, one who believes in God but disbelieves in Christianity or more generally in revelation. In other words, they would question all of these prophets. The term deist or free thinker is usually employed to designate a series of writers who appeared in England in the 17th and the 18th centuries and sought to establish natural religion upon the basis of reason and free inquiry, in opposition to all positive religions and without reference to supernatural revelation. They were critical, if not hostile, in their attitude toward the scripture. The first, in point of time, of the celebrated English deists was Lord Herbert of Cherbury, which was the first time I'd ever heard of this gentleman by reading this article, which is why we go to the encyclopedias. We find these names and then we can go and dig them up. The publication of whose works, De Veritat, which appeared in Paris in 1624, began the controversy. There followed on the same side Hobbes, Tyndall, Toland, Bolingbroke, Payne, and others. The standard work on the subject is the Reverend Dr. John Leland's Deistical Writers, first published in 1754. There ends the article from the Encyclopedia Americana on deism, but it gives us some of the same names and the people that we're talking about right now. Okay, so going back over here to Thomas Paine, let's pick up just a little bit from him in the closing moments of this first hour, and then we'll carry on our study and discussion of the French Revolution and the economic and the intellectual causes and effects on that side. Having thus, again, this is from The Age of Reason, Thomas Paine, the Modern Library, hardbound edition I have here, copyright first in 1943. I have the 1945 edition open in front of me and reading from it. Having thus shown from the internal evidence of things the cause that produced a change in the state of learning, again, he's pointing back to this cloud that was placed over the minds of man by Christianity and the Hebrew teachings, having thus shown from the internal evidence of things the cause that produced a change in the state of learning and the motives for substituting the study of dead languages in the places of the sciences, I proceed, in addition to the several observations already made in the former part of this work, to compare, or rather to confront, the evidence that the structure of the universe affords with the Christian system of religion. But, as I cannot begin this part better than by referring to the ideas that occurred to me in an early part of my life, and which I doubt not have occurred in some degree to almost every other person at one time or another, I shall state what those ideas were, and add thereto such other matter as shall arise out of the subject, giving to the whole, by way of preface, a short introduction. And now he's going to go back, and he's going to use his memory of his youth and early writings, and he's going to give us a little bit of an understanding of who he is, what he believes, and how he came to come to his conclusions. He says, he begins here, "My father being of the Quaker profession, it was my good fortune to have an exceeding good moral education." So we'll pick it up right there on the other side, folks. I do hope you'll stay with us for the second hour, and we shall return after this commercial intermission.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
History will always remember those strong swords. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. follow the revolution.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, welcome back to our Thursday, May the 28th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com is the home web page, the official website of this broadcasting network. There's lots of stuff to see and do there on that website, including our chat room. You're certainly welcome to jump in there and join in the chat. You can also call in during the broadcast at 512-904-8014 from the Austin, Texas area. Or if you have unlimited long-distance access, you can call us that way and save us the nickel. If you don't have unlimited long-distance access, or if you're feeling a little bit squeaky on the dollars, you can always call us internationally, toll-free at 866-841-1065. If you've got a question or a comment you'd like to bring out to our international audience, feel free to call in. Now, back to our discussion, and it's important, I think, that that we do understand these various and sundry philosophically radical concepts and notions that have come before us. I mean, we haven't covered all of it, but in the last 18, 20 broadcasts or thereabouts, and it's been quite a series this past month, but we've gone into the study of anarchy, and we began way back 6,500 years ago with all of the various Oriental despots in the beginning in Egypt and then going over to Babylon and all of that central area, Tigris-Euphrates Valley and that basin, and then back over to the coast of the Mediterranean and the Dead Sea area, and then back all the way back up around into Greece and the Aegean Sea. We didn't cover real heavily the Greeks, and I haven't covered the Romans yet because I wanted to stay along something a little bit more manageable. We could spend the entire summer on this, but there's much more important stuff to happen. What I'm trying to do is to draw out these ideas of anarchy, various forms of government, the rise of the state, the common threads that have been with us for thousands of years, the rise of the various priest classes, the various priesthoods, priest kings, kings, despots, rulers, monarchs, the rise of absolutism, the creation of parliamentarianism, the commercial revolution, the rise of the bourgeoisie, the entrepreneurs, the Industrial Revolution, Commercial Revolution, Industrial Revolution, Part 1, Part 2, and Part 3, which we're just now starting into. We didn't hammer on too much on the American Revolution. Most of you are familiar with that. Instead, I chose to go to the French Revolution, which not everyone has studied. We're looking at all the similarities and all of these various and sundry things. Why? Because it's happening again. We're in it again. I like to think of the global controllers, the priest class, as a small-town football coach that only knows one play, right up the middle for 3 yards and damn the consequences. And so they roll this stuff out over and over and over again because they've got the plays worked out real good. It doesn't matter whether they've got a quarterback that's a star this year or a receiver. It doesn't matter. They're always up the middle for 3 yards. And every now and then they get lucky and get a first down. So anyway, back into these various and sundry philosophical radicals, we're looking at Thomas Paine, certainly a clear thinker, and a deist, admittedly. But now he's going to tell us a little bit how he got to that point in his life. And before we go into that, let me just say this, that this is not intended to diminish or to take away your faith, whatever your faith might be. As Dr. Watt, Alan Watt, says, didn't know that he was a doctor, but I guess he's a doctor. So as Dr. Watt says, may your God or your gods go with you. Wherever you've come from or whatever place in your walk in life you find yourself, don't stop looking. Continue to study. Don't believe me just because I said it. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, now again, before we go into this reading from Thomas Paine and the rest of the study on the French Revolution, I'll say this about that. You know, I didn't come to my understandings of all things religious, you know, overnight or in haste. I do know some people that reject all of the various religious teachings without having ever studied any of it. They just go either on a gut hunch or just out of ignorance, rejecting things they don't understand. But I've had many, 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 many years of my life on this inquiry before I finally came to the point where I had to set it aside. But there's lots to be gained by a very careful study of these religions. Look at it this way. There are billions of people who have been Catholics. And it could conceivably be one of the largest economies. When we talk about California being, what, the third largest economy on the planet? Well, what about the Vatican? What about the Catholic Church? How big is their economy? How big are the Protestants, all of the various bands? If you were to put together the hundreds of different fragmented groups of those churches, the Baptists and the Cactists and the Quakers and the Bakers and the Shakers and all the rest of them, you put them all together, you know, every week on Sunday, on their Soon Day, the collection plate is enormous, but their investments and their land holdings are also enormous, and that's going to be part of what we discover in the French Revolution and the study thereof. But there are things that you can learn. But faith and belief and all of that, you know, needs to be on a on a good, solid foundation, not just set on sand so that you're shifted with every wind of doctrine. So we make our decisions very carefully. We carefully research the past, very carefully research. And you study and you study and you weigh out everything out. As Blaise Pascal said. You know, he's the father of probability. Not only did he invent the barometer, but he was also the guy that basically got the mathematics going that makes Las Vegas work and your state lotto. He's a master of probability. He's one of the people that laid it all out, Blaise Pascal. And the way that he pretty much ended it up for himself was if he had absolutely everything to gain and nothing to lose by believing the Bible, then he would by all means believe it. You see, nothing to lose. If he's wrong and you get to the end of your life and there's nothing, well, he's lost nothing. But if he was wrong and rejected the Bible and the teachings thereof, and he got to the end of his life and he discovered, oh my God, here's the guy with the big beard. I'm on the cloud. I'm in the white throne judgment. I had the opportunity to make the right choice and didn't. You see, then he has everything to lose. But he says, if you've got everything to gain and nothing to lose by believing, then by all means believe. So, with that as a preface, I'm not trying to dissuade anybody. Wherever you are in your walk of life, you just continue walking on, continue to do your studies and research. If you study hard and learn lots, you'll gain from it no matter what. But here, back to Thomas Paine from his Age of Reason, he says, my father, being of the Quaker profession, professing the Quaker faith, it was my good fortune to have an exceedingly good moral education. You see, he didn't discount that. And a tolerable stock of useful learning. Though I went to the grammar school, the same school, Thetford in Norfolk, that the present counselor Mingne went to, and under the same master, there's a footnote there, I did not learn Latin, not only because I had no inclination to learn languages, but because the objection the Quakers have against the books in which the language is taught. You see, so they were closing their back on knowledge and learning, and throwing away the Latin language, this, as we have found from Thomas Paine's writing, the dead language, because it was bound up in the teachings of Catholicism. I don't think that's a sound reason to throw away the study of Latin, but that's the experience that Tom Paine had when he was being taught by the Quakers. But, he says, this did not prevent me from being acquainted with the subjects of all the Latin books used in the school. The natural bent of my mind was to science. I had some turn, and I believe some talent for poetry, but this I rather repressed than encouraged, as leading to much, I'm sorry, I have a post-it note on that little page there, too much into the field of imagination. As soon as I was able, I purchased a pair of globes and attended the philosophical lectures of Martin and Ferguson and became afterwards acquainted with Dr. Beavis of the society called the Royal Society and then living in the Temple and excellent astronomer. See, there's a little bit more about Thomas Paine than we get in school. There's a little bit more to this friend, this person that was sponsored to come to the colonies by Benjamin Franklin, who arrived in Thomas Paine arrived sick after the ocean crossing, and it was Benjamin Franklin's brother that came. He was a doctor, and he came to the pier and got him nursed back into health, and then once he was able to get him off the ship, finally was able to bring him to his house, and then he nurtured him back to health again and gave him the opportunity to tutor his children, Benjamin Franklin's brother's children. And then finally, after a couple of other stabs at employments, Thomas Paine wound up as the printer's devil in a small press. And then he started to write, and from that, we eventually got the Common Sense, which then turned the tide for George Washington's boys at Valley Forge and elsewhere. Anyway, continuing here, sorry about that sidebar, I had no disposition for what is called politics. It presented to my mind no other idea than is contained in the word jockeyship. When, therefore, I turned my thoughts towards matters of government, I had to form a system for myself that accorded with the moral and philosophical principles in which I had been educated. So you see, he's just not a blind follower here. He's forming researched and reasoned opinions on things in the world around him. I saw, or at least I thought I saw, a vast scene opening itself to the world in the affairs of America. And it appeared to me that unless the Americans changed the plan they were then pursuing with respect to the government of England and declared themselves independent, they would not only involve themselves in a multiplicity of new difficulties, but shut out the prospect that was then offering itself to mankind through their means. It was from these motives that I published the work known by the name of Common Sense, which is the first work I ever did publish. And so far as I can judge of myself, I believe I should never have been known in the world as an author on any subject whatever had it not been for the affairs of America. I wrote Common Sense the latter end of the year 1775 and published it the 1st of January 1776. Independence was declared the 4th of July following. Oh my. Excellent read, this, by the way. If you haven't read all of his Age of Reason, it's well worth the time to do it. Any person, continuing from Thomas Paine, any person who has made observations on the state and progress of the human mind by observing his own cannot but have observed that there are two distinct classes of what are called thoughts. Those that we produce in ourselves by reflection and the act of thinking, and those that bolt into the mind of their own accord. And I'm sure we both experienced the same. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us. This is Become Vocal Local.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home for the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over two decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Okay, and we're returned here once again here. And if you have been listening to Lee Rogers' broadcast in the evenings, and folks, if you don't listen to Lee's broadcast in the evenings, I think you're missing out. Got one of the clearest minds on this network. But anyway, he's mentioned many times, you know, you got to do something. Now, someone apparently was needling and niggling around last night in the chat room trying to, you know, raise faults with those of us that are trying to do the very level-headed best that we can to bring accurate and timely information to the table at this time. But at the same time, let's understand that there are things that we can all be doing. And so, sometimes it's just nothing more than thinking, and when you think, you sometimes come across powerful things. But let's go back to Thomas Paine here, because he's talking about this idea, this two distinct classes of what are called thoughts. Those that we produce in ourselves by reflection and the act of thinking, and those that bolt into the mind of their own accord. Have you had any thoughts that have bolted into your mind as if on their own accord? Listen to what he says about this, and then I'm going to remark on it. I've always made it a rule to treat those voluntary visitors with civility, taking care to examine, as well as I was able, if they were worth entertaining, and it is from them I have acquired almost all the knowledge that I have, period. These are these visitors that bolt into the mind of their own accord. I've shared with you this revelation, this thought that bolted into my mind of its own accord in the past. It goes like this. There is an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law, that in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges. You might think that was a rather profound thought. But like Thomas Paine, I treat my voluntary visitors with civility, and I take care to examine them as well as I am able. And I've spent years examining that little voluntary visitor. And as Thomas Paine says, it is from these that we acquire almost all of the knowledge that we have. So much of what I've learned in the last 3 to 5 years, let's see, that idea came to mind on June the 30th, certainly after midnight on the early morning of July the 1st of 2004. And here we are 5 years later, almost to the day, and I'm still trying to figure out just what it was that my mind told me then. And yet at the same time, every bit of it is true. Took a few days to get the punctuation worked out. I had a wrong word in there. I wrote down mistakenly irrigate as opposed to arrogate. Just lets you know how voluntary that little visitor was. It's taken every bit of me to come up to the level of understanding that and relating it to various audiences. I haven't hidden it under a bushel basket. I've put it up on a lampstand. Anyhow, back into Thomas Paine. As to the learning that any person gains from school education, it serves only like a small capital to put him in the way of beginning learning for him at himself afterwards. It serves in the way of a small capital, that kind of school education. This is the kind of stuff that it takes to understand these voluntary visitors. It takes all of these thousands of some odd, you know, thousands and thousands of pages of study to try and figure out some of these little voluntary visitors that we have in our minds. But all of this school education, all of this book work, only clarifies or magnifies the truth or the fallacy of these little visitors. Continuing, every person of learning is finally his own teacher. And you see, that's what I'm trying to encourage you to be here. I'm sharing with you how I came to learn, and sharing with you not only from the text, but how I go about it, starting in dictionaries, and then off to the encyclopedias, and from the encyclopedias throughout the encyclopedias. wherever that leads, and from then into the texts and the authors and the writings and the books. The simplest thing that you come across, if you think that it's profound, if the word command has a profound impact in your mind, if it's one of these voluntary visitors that just comes visiting and it captures you and fires you up, then let that be your contribution to this discussion. Let that be your contribution to this intellectual, this philosophically radical revolution that we find ourselves in today. Someone may be stirring around and poking at some particular little thing and find the gem that changes the course of humanity. Again, every person of learning is finally his own teacher, the reason of which is that principles, being of a distinct quality to circumstances, cannot be impressed upon the memory. Their place of mental residence is the understanding, and they are never so lasting as when they begin by conception. Thus much for the introductory part. Now, I'll pick that up again in the future, right there. But that just gives you a basis for why we're doing what we're doing. Sometimes we need to see the bigger picture. Some of the places that the various hosts on the network take us in their research, we don't quite understand, perhaps maybe because we don't see the bigger picture. Why are we going there? Why are we studying this today? What did that particular host see in this news article that he wanted to point out to the listener? What did they find in their research? What did the caller find in their research when they called in and said, aha, but have you thought of this? You see, it's interactive talk radio. We have the chat room, we have the telephone lines, we have the hosts, and we have the callers, and all are integral to this process of learning. So let's go back now into this textbook again, Edward McNall Burns, Western Civilization, 6th edition, published last in 1963. And we're going to find out more about the destruction of the old regime and the immediate causes of the French Revolution. We've been on this a couple of days. We talked about the physiocrats yesterday, coming up with these various and sundry economists, this new idea, laissez-faire, laissez-passer, le monde va de lui-même, let do and let alone, the world goes on itself. Let it alone. Let the people work. Let the economy function. Get the manipulators out of it. Stand back. Let it do its thing. If a company falls, the company falls. If a company starts, its company starts. We all have the equal opportunity to try, at least in America. So let's continue. The destruction of the old regime. And again, from Casidier, gentlemen, your materials are disorder. From these, you must create order. Or also at the same time period in the revolution, they said, to build, you must first destroy. From that, we get the idea of order out of chaos. In the early summer of 1789, the volcano of discontent in France burst forth into revolution. The summer of 1789? Maybe it'll be the summer of 2009 when the volcano of discontent in America bursts forth in a new American revolution. The immediate cause of the eruption was the near collapse of government finances as a result of costly wars and royal extravagance. By 1786, the public debt had climbed over $1 billion and was mounting steadily higher with each succeeding year. Existing revenues were scarcely sufficient to meet the interest payments, to say nothing of reducing the principal. The only chance of relief appeared to be the imposition of new taxes. Sound familiar? We'll be right back.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Rite Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, we've returned once again. So we're looking at the destruction of the old regime. We're into the French Revolution here, folks, 1789, 1786, 1791, all that time period. And we can see that it's this, the immediate cause of the eruption was the near collapse of government finances. Always the same reasons, royal extravagance and costly wars. It seems like to be terminal stupidity. I like to say that one day I fell asleep on the planet Earth and I woke up on the planet stupider, and ever since then it's become stupider and stupider. This is my wake-up experience so long ago. But we find Louis XVI here. He summons an assembly. It's in 1787, an assembly of the notables, in the hope that his chief magnates of the realm might consent to bearing a share of the fiscal burden. In other words, he's going to pass the debt around. But the nobles and the bishops refuse to surrender their privilege of tax exemption. Can we see that in the House of Representatives and Congress, the Senate, and the churches and all the rest of them, the bankers, the financiers, the capitalists, refuse to surrender their privileges of tax exemption. And so then the demand arose for a convocation of the Estates General, this body composed of representatives of the three great estates, or the classes of the nations. They would advise the king as to the people's will in dealing with the financial emergency. And so we see that happening today as well. In the summer of 1788, let me just throw this in. We can also see that there's an involuntary convocation of the Estates General occurring right now. This past week in Jekyll Island, a group assembled, some of the more prominent people in what has been called the PA Wyckoff Movement, and came up with some ideas for the way forward. We'll see whether what comes out of that. Michael Badnarik was one of the ones that were there. John Stadtmiller, Amanda Moore, Ray Powell, Catherine Bleich, a lot of folks, not all of them coming to mind immediately. Bob Schultz, others, got together about 75, 80 of them, 90 of them maybe, down on Jekyll Island, had this idea, convocation. They're looking towards a Continental Congress sometime coming up in the near future. Maybe there will be something come out of all of this. Some 73 people from every state, 150 of those, plus some legislators and whatnot. We'll see what comes out of all of this. Given our assistance wherever we can and our counsel and our advice, maybe there will be something positive come out of it. I don't know. Again, this body composed of representatives of the three greatest states or the classes of the nation would advise the king to the people's will in dealing with this financial emergency. In the summer of 1788, Louis XVI yielded to the popular clamor by summoning the Estates General to meet in May of the following year. No sooner had the delegates from the three orders met than a controversy developed over the method of voting. In the original Estates General established by Philip the Fair in the 14th century, each of the classes, the clergy, the nobles, and the commoners, those are your three estates, had voted as a unit. But that was before the third estate had amounted to much. And remember, we've seen this rise of the third estate, the commoners. And out of the commoners came the mercantilists. And out of the mercantilists came the bourgeoisie, and out of them came the captains of finance and industry. Then we went into the Industrial Revolution, but we haven't covered that part yet, so let's stick right here where we're at. Consequently, they demanded that the three orders should sit together and vote by head, in other words, head counts. Dropping down a bit further here, after the month of wrangling, the Third Estate on June the 17th boldly proclaimed itself the National Assembly and invited the members of the Privileged Order to join in its work. So maybe there will be a renunciation of the established two-party political system and their control over our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government sometime in the next 12 months. But then the king intervened, and we can see that the king, no doubt, Barry the Usurper, will intervene. And not only will he bring in all of his brown shirts and all of his various and sundry impoverished commoners now wearing their brown shirts and their little stars, they may also invoke the United Nations and the various and sundry military orders to come to quash the troubles in the United States of America. The king intervened, and when the rebellious deputies assembled at their hall on the morning of June the 20th, they found its doors guarded by troops. Dropping down a bit further here. Here, under the leadership of Mirabeau and the Abbey Sighs, there's your Catholic Jesuit, they bound themselves by a solemn oath not to separate until they had drafted a constitution for France. This oath of the tennis court on June the 20th, 1789, was the real beginning of the French Revolution. And so then it continues along. Everybody's heard about the storming of the Bastille on July the 14th of 1789, where the mob seizes the governor and begins their attack on the prison and so on and so forth. That all follows. Let's jump over a bit here. Following the destruction of privilege, the assembly turned its attention to preparing a charter of liberties. The result was the Declaration of the Rights of Man and of the Citizen, issued in September of 1789, modeled in part after the English Bill of Rights and embodying the teachings of liberal political philosophers. Liberal political philosophers. The philosophical radicals. The French Declaration was a typical middle-class document. Property was declared to be a natural right as well as liberty, security, and, quote, resistance to oppression, close quote. No one was to be deprived of anything he possessed except in case of public necessity. It's your eminent domain clause there. And then only on condition that he should have been previously and equitably indemnified. Proper consideration was also going to be given to personal rights, freedom of the speech, religious toleration, and liberty of the press were held to be inviolable. All citizens were declared to be entitled to equality of treatment in the courts, equal before the law, and no one was to be imprisoned or otherwise punished except in accordance with due process of law. Sovereignty was affirmed to reside in the people, and officers of the government were made subject to deposition if they abused the powers conferred upon them. Nothing was said about any right of the common man to an adequate share of the wealth he produced, or even to protection by the state in case of inability to earn a living. The authors of the Declaration of Rights were not socialists, nor were they interested particularly in the economic welfare of the masses. This wasn't a redistribution of the wealth scheme yet. The next of the main accomplishments of the National Assembly was the secularization of the church. Under the ancient regime, the higher clergy had been a privileged caste, rewarding the king for his favors by a staunch support of absolute rule. For that, I refer you once again back to the Tree of Verona. Google it, scribble it, dogpile it, or webfare it, but print it out. Find it, read it, and print it out. The Treaty of Verona, the Verona Treaty. As a result, the church had come to be regarded as an instrument of greed and oppression, almost as odious as the monarchy itself. Moreover, the ecclesiastical institutions were the possessors of vast estates, and the new revolutionary government was desperately in need of funds. Accordingly, in November 1789, the National Assembly resolved to confiscate the lands of the church and to use them as collateral for the issue of assignats, or paper money. In July the following year, the civil constitution of the clergy was enacted, providing that all bishops and priests should be elected by the people and should be subject to the authority of the state. Their salaries were to be paid out of the public treasury, and they were required to swear allegiance to this new legislation. The secularization of the church also involved a partial separation from Rome. The aim of the assembly was to make the Catholic Church of France a truly national institution with no more than a nominal subjection to the papacy. Since the Pope condemned this arrangement and forbade any bishop or priest to accept it, the result was to divide the clergy of France into two different groups. A minority took the oath of allegiance to the civil constitution and were henceforth known as the juring clergy. Some of the non-jurors fled from the country, but many remained and united with the reactionary nobles in stirring up hatred for the whole revolutionary program. And then it continues, talks about how the constitution was finally developed and ratified. As to the structure of government, the principle of the separation of powers was to be the basic feature, and for this we remember Montesquieu. Folks, we'll be back right after this brief commercial intermission. Stay with us.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
And we've returned once again here. So we're talking about the French Revolution, and just a plug for the sponsor there, hemp powder. Just very quickly and very briefly, not only have I enjoyed using this product and would highly recommend it as something to add to your diet, but also several people that I know who have been bothered with various kinds and sundries of pains. A good friend of mine is a garbage collector of all things. And from early in the morning to late at night, he's out there lifting these bags and bundles and all the weather that comes thrown at him. He's a independent garbage collector. He uses a pickup truck with a big screen thing on the back. But he's been so bunged up, his knees, his arms, his wrists, his hands, everything's swelling up. He's been taking tons and tons and tons of over-the-counter painkillers trying to get through his days. I turned him on to a little cottage cheese-sized tub full of hemp powder, and asked him to give it a try, take a couple of tablespoons a day, one in the morning, one at night, and I got a call a couple of weeks later. He was completely off all of the pain pills that he'd been taking, and he was starting to feel stronger daily. So for whatever it's worth, can't say that it works for everybody, can't say that it works for everything, but for the money invested, I think it's an excellent opportunity, and I would definitely give it a try if you're bothered with any kind of periodic or continued pain. It may just help to knit your body back together and get you back feeling good again. It certainly did for me. Anyway, back to our task here. In the summer of 1792, the French Revolution entered a second stage, which lasted for about 2 years. This stage differed from the first in a number of ways. To begin with, France was now a republic. And so we're going to find Thomas Paine involved in all of this. He was known in Europe and elsewhere as the father of republicanism. France was now a republic. On the 10th of August, the Legislative Assembly voted to suspend the king and ordered the election by universal manhood suffrage of a national convention to draft a new constitution. Soon afterward, Louis XVI was brought to trial on charges of plotting with foreign enemies of the revolution, and on January the 21st of 1793, Louis XVI was beheaded. Things we can do. by getting seriously active and understanding first our political system and then how we can be effective within that political system, we do not have to live under the jackboot of tyranny forever. In addition to its Republican character, the second stage differed from the first in the fact that it was dominated by the lower classes. No longer was the course of the revolution dictated by relatively conservative members of the bourgeoisie, national policy. Instead, it was extremists representing the proletariat of Paris who were largely responsible for determining the nature of the movement. Those philosophical radicals, the anarchs, the liberal philosophy of Voltaire and Montesquieu was now replaced by the radical equalitarian doctrines of Rousseau. That guy's a piece of work, be careful. Yet another difference was the more violent and bloody character of the second stage. This was the period not only of execution of the king, but also of the September massacres and of the reign of terror from September of 1793 to the summer of 1794. Things can happen. Things can change. The Illuminati, the Jesuits, the Jus, all have read this history and understand it well, and are doing everything they can with Soma and endless distractions and television and all of the rest of that and the sports and all of the rest of that to keep the people satisfied and quiet and stupefied and dumbed down, because they know what people can do when they get ticked off and have had enough. What factors may be taken to explain this spectacular transition from a comparatively moderate middle-class phase to a stage of radicalism and turmoil, question mark? First of all, may be mentioned the disappointed hopes of the proletariat. They were looking for change, mama, and the change didn't come. The revolution in its beginning had held out what appeared to be glorious promises of equality and justice for every citizen. Hope, hope, hope. Hope makes a dandy breakfast, but it's lousy for supper. Hope had been built particularly on the Declaration of Rights, in spite of its emphasis upon the sanctity of private property. But now, after more than 3 years of social and political upheaval, it was just as hard for the urban worker to earn his bread as it had been before. And every day, more and more people are thrown out of work as this financial tsunami sweeps globally. The men behind the curtain have no idea. I believe they've lost control. They're no longer holding the levers of power. They're just casting about in a boat with no rudder. And the whole house of cards is coming down around their shoulders. But as a matter of fact, it was probably harder on account of the disruption of business. Another disappointment developed when the common man discovered, after the adoption of the Constitution of 1791, that he was not even to be allowed to vote. Help America Vote Act of 2001. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Kit Bond of Missouri. Help America Vote Act. Electronic voting devices. Another disappointment. Even ever more clearly, the realization dawned that he had simply exchanged one set of masters for another. Welcome the new boss. The same as the old boss. Republican, Democrat. Democrat, Republican. In such a state of mind, he was bound to be attracted by the preaching of extremists who offered to lead him into the promised land of security and plenty. People that will exchange their essential liberties for security to deserve neither their security nor their liberty. A second cause of the transition to the radical stage was the accumulated momentum of the revolution itself. Every great movement of this kind generates an atmosphere of discontent, which is breathed more deeply by some men than by others. The result is the emergence of a kind of professional revolutionist. who is eternally dissatisfied no matter how much has been accomplished. He denounces the leaders of the revolution in its preliminary stage even more scathingly than he condemns the adherents of the old order. For him, no price of slaughter and chaos is too great to pay in order to purchase the fulfillment of his own ideals. He will murder his closest associates the moment they disagree with him, just as readily as he will consign the most hated reactionary to outer darkness. He is the political counterpart of the religious fanatic who believes that sword and faggot are proper instruments for hastening the reign of God's righteousness and peace. I really enjoy this author's writing style. Exceedingly well researched and then eloquent in the way that he states it, and he has a rather biting presentation suitable for our internet homeschool classroom as we discuss philosophical radicalism on these mornings in May. What can we do? Well, one of the things that I believe that we absolutely must do is we must understand the existing political order or disorder and realize that because the established two-party political system was designed by, written by, built by, supported by, codified, statutory, regulated, licensed, and privileged by the established two-party political system and all those that have conspired together to bring us on us and at us, that unless we go to the pitchforks and torches, which would play right into their hands, I think the best approach would be to work within the existing system with the idea that in the least amount of time possible to gain a majority position in both of these specialist divisionary parties, with the intent of bringing them together as a meeting of the whole with a majority position and voting them out of existence. I absolutely encourage you to contemplate the concept of the abolition of the established two-party political system, not to create a one-party system, but to be done with the parties and the middlemen altogether and restore our constitutionally limited republican form of representative government. Until tomorrow, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.